Leil Pesach is Zman Cheruseinu, is the time of our freedom, and we focus on our Cherus. As the Gemara tells us, as I'll tell us, Matchel Beganus V'siyam V'shvach, we begin with the shame of the Jewish people and end with the praise. And the Machlokas in the Gemara, what exactly is the Ganus? But the bottom line is we begin with shame and end with praise. And as the commentators ask, let's just get straight to the good stuff. Let's get straight to the freedom. Why do we have to focus so much time on the terrible torture and suffering of the Jews in Egypt? We have the whole year to do that. Tonight, let's focus on our freedom. And as the Maharal others point out, though, we're familiar with the power of contrast. To fully understand freedom, you have to know what slavery is. And therefore, one has to know, go through it in detail. The Chayav Adam Lero says, Atzma Kilo Yatzo Mimitzrayim. You go through what happens, and then you'll have to go and talk about it. You have to actually experience the Avdus so you can experience the Cheiros. And in fact, that's why there's a famous question. Like they point out, if someone who was once blind, now they could see, it's a totally different appreciation. You don't fully know what light is unless you know what darkness is. So there's a famous question they ask, why no bracha on the mitzvah of Sipor Yitzias Mitzrayim? We make brachas all night on many different, we make brachas on the matzah, on maror. So why don't we make a bracha on mitzvah daraisa of Sipor Yitzias Mitzrayim? There are many different answers given to that question, but I like to share one I heard from Rav Nissen Albert. That's he points out, because usually when we do mitzvahs all year round, we do it because Tziva Hashem es Moshe. Kach Tziva Hashem. We do it because God commanded us. We know that Shin and time in the crowd, when we're studying and learning, we want to have a Havana in order to appreciate the mitzvah, make it more meaningful. So we go through all the discussions, the chakiras, and understanding the Havana of what the mitzvah is all about. However, when we b'shas mitzvah, we usually do it asher kedesh shalom mitzvah b'tzivano. However, Leil Pesach is different. It's a night of chinuch. It's a night of matzah zu. The Haggadah asks, why do we eat the matzah? Why do we eat the Pesach? Why do we eat the maror? So why? Because Pesach is a night where the focus is on Cheiros. And if the focus is on Cheiros, we want to de-emphasize the bracha. If the bracha is asher kedesh shalom mitzvah b'tzivanu, so we want to do it, we want to show we're doing it because we want to do it. Like the famous story, the young couple just got married, apparently the mashgiach saw that the student, he wasn't learning so well, so he went over to him. He said, what's going on? He said, I got into my first fight with my wife. He explained what happened. The mashgiach said, what, over such a silly thing you fight? What kind of joke is that? Just go to the flower store, pick up some flowers and make up. Let's move on. So he listens to the mashgiach. He goes and he brings the flowers to his wife and he throws it and says, here, the mashgiach told me I have to give you flowers. Obviously, he misses the whole point. Flowers are symbolic of you want to make up. If you tell me I have to do something, it takes away the whole emphasis, like the Sridi Eish writes by Mishalach Manas, that we know we have a mitzvah. One school of thought is because the Manas are Levi, because of Shalom, because of peace. So the whole purpose of Shalach Manas is to accentuate the friendship, foster the relationship. So therefore, it makes no sense. I'm doing it because I have to do it. You're not going to foster any relationship that way. So therefore, no bracha on Mishalach Manas. Same thing here, no bracha on Tipo Yisrael Mitzrayim, because we want to emphasize our freedom tonight. We're doing it to show our love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kind of like we don't make a bracha on the Hallel, Leil Pesach, and the Haggadah, because it's the spontaneous. We're Chayav Adam Lero Sasatzmo. We're about to We can't control ourselves. We can't make the bracha. We just have to go and jump into praise. And so how does one fulfill this mitzvah of Sipo Yitzias Mitzrayim? So there seems to be two phrases. We find the mitzvah of Sipo Yitzias Mitzrayim, and we find V'igadata Lovincha Bayomahu Emor, the Lashon of V'igadata. So what's the difference, Lahagid or Lasapi? They both mean I have to tell. I have to tell over the story of the Exodus from Egypt. So what's the difference if I say Lasapi or I say Lahagid? So the Malbim is the expert on different words and differences, the words that seem to be the same but are really different. So the Malbim explains, we find Uman Tesape Ba'azneyam, while we Lahagid Ba'boke Chastecha. So the Malbim's yisod is, there's a fundamental difference between when we use the word Tzipor and when we use Lahagid. Tzipor is, I'm telling you something you already know. I'm just telling you over something, but it's common knowledge, I already told you before. Lahagid is, I'm telling you something new. So the question is, what is it? The night of Pesach, is the night of Pesach is a mitzvah l'saper, or is the night of Pesach a mitzvah l'hagid? And of course the answer is both. Of course it always has to be l'saper. We always have to go back to our parents, grandparents, the Chachmei HaMesorah, the Mesorah that we've got over the previous generations, and you know, it is l'saper. We read the same Haggadah we read this year, we read it last year, the year before, the same one we're going to read 5 years from now, because there's a certain amount of Masorah tradition we have. We always have to remember the memories, the good memories, and that's part of the stories that people have about the Zaidi, the grandfather. Oh, and he says the same story over and over, but that's part of the, that's what the grandkids remember. So that's l'saper. But also you have to make it relevant. It has to be lahagid, that it's true you're going to always read over the same words and give over the basic Mesorah, the basic Yitzias Mitzrayim. But of course, like any generation, you have to be able to give it over to the next generation. You have to make it relevant. So I need to be l'saper and lahagid. In fact, that's the kasha the Gera Rebbe asked. He says, how come it seems to be an apparent contradiction? On one hand, we know there's a halacha. When it comes to matzah, so the halacha is Erev Pesach, you can't eat matzah. Some have a minig from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Some have a minig from Purim time. My minig is not to have matzah all year round because I prefer fresh bread. But there's different minhagim. But the real halacha is on Erev Pesach. Why? In order that we want to enter the Seder, we want to be excited about the taste of the matzah that we see, we push off. On the other hand, the Ramah brings down a minig, even though the Vilna goes against this minig, but the Ramah brings it down, that on Shabbos Haggadah, the Shabbos before Pesach, we should read over parts of the Haggadah to get familiar with it. So the question is, like, which one is it? Why don't we, do we want the Haggadah to be fresh or we want it to be old? So the answer is we need both. On one hand, we want to know you have to go over the basics, you have to read through the Haggadah, the text, and similar explain it the way it's always explained. However, there has to be also a Haggid. You have to have a deeper Havana, that you have to read the old but explain the new. You read the same Haggadah, but every year you come up, you know, there's so many different Haggadahs come out every year, and we have to make the Haggadah relevant because the whole purpose is V'igadata Lovincha Bayomahu Emor. The whole point is to give it over to the next generation. And that's why we begin with Oman Nishtana and we end with Chad Gadja, nursery rhymes, because the show, it's all about the next generation. It's to give it over the Mesorah. And that's why it's a dual function of Sipur. So we, to summarize, we pointed out that the night, it's a night of Cheres, Matchil Beganos V'Siyam Mishvach, and with the power of contrast, that to fully appreciate freedom, we have to know what slavery is. So why don't we make a bracha on the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim? Because we want to emphasize the Cheres aspect. We're doing it not because Kach Siva Hashem, like it is all other nights, but tonight we're doing it because of Avas Hashem. We're doing it because we want to do it. Akaras HaTov. And as well. That's why there's no bracha on the mitzvah mishalach manas, because the whole purpose is to foster relationships. So you don't foster relationship by having to do something. You show them you want to. And how do we actually fulfill this mitzvah? So that's a dualfold. On one hand, we have to be mitzvah l'sapir. Even if you're a Talmud Chacham, you know, you have to tell over the story, or even the things you know. But that's not enough. To l'sapir, you also need to be gaita, v'gaita l'vincha b'yoma hu emor. We have to fill this dual aspect of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, as well as the mitzvah v'gaita l'vincha b'yoma hu emor.